Blog Talk Radio.
I got out of my bed this morning, and I looked up towards heaven, and I found myself saying these words. You know what I said? I said, Jesus,
you've been good to me.
Oh, you've been good to me.
Oh, yeah.
I know you've been good.
You've been good to me.
You woke me up there.
Oh, yeah.
And told me in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's how good you've been to me.
Heaven's good to me.
Save a soul. And you made me whole, made my life brand new, right now I'm a witness to Paul.
Lord, you give me the peace, I'm the walking ball of grace, then you place it all,
or I'll
do that.
Of the Potter's House. Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. I tell you, blessed be God. That was the gospel keynote of Tyler, Texas. Hallelujah. If my late mother was around, she would enjoy it because she loved her some quartets. Hallelujah. And I know there are a few of you out there now that love the quartet singing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Earl T. Byrd. Hallelujah. Bishop E. T. Byrd, along with our co-host, Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. You know, and it's very interesting that, see, the gospel keynote, that's Willie Neal Johnson, is the leader. And see, my wife's maiden name is Johnson. So her name was Willie Johnson at one time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have an affinity for the gospel keynote of Tyler, Texas. Hallelujah. God bless you. I'm so glad that you took out of your busy schedule to kind of tune in with us tonight. Today, I'm going to tell you, God's got some blessings for you today. And there's somebody out there, you know, your back has been against the wall. You know that you're in a hospital right now. You're listening to this, or you're at your home or on the job or wherever you are, and you know you're standing in need of a blessing. All those that need a blessing tonight, say amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, and so. The bottom line, hallelujah, we got something for you today. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's right, you tuned in to the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. And we on fire for the Lord. And before we go any further, I want you all to kind of meditate on the people you want to place into the atmosphere of blessing today. But before then, we have Pastor Peters, if you would come, share the housekeeping suggestions to the listeners and those that in the sanctuary right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Bring your Bibles, your composition notebook. Hallelujah. Your pencils, your ink pens. Hallelujah. You have you ready for pencil and teeth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have the ink pen, hallelujah, that should be enough. Hallelujah. If you have a pencil, we get the foot break, we want you to be able to be able to pick up another
one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And then get your companion communion element.
Hallelujah.
Your cracker, your toast,
hallelujah,
your bread. Your juice, your water, your milk, whatever you want to have to represent your communion element. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And think about what you want God to do for you. Think about people that you can stand in proxy for. Hallelujah, that they need healing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For your pastor. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Popular track.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. The love of the Lord is here. The love of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere.
Now is the time for you to put people's names in the atmosphere of blessings. Because when the blessings go, praises go up, the blessings come down.
Hear it all, the Lord.
Pastor Peter's glory. Hallelujah.
Hear it all, the Lord.
Sister Annette James. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Danya, Tiffany and Bianca, Mother Delores Harris and Jeanette Harris, Yvette Harris, Rosalind and Ronald Harris. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Margie Mercer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chief Apostle Mary Auburn. Hallelujah. Angela Jennings Hill, Elder Rosetta Carey, Elder T.B. Stevenson, Cynthia, hallelujah, Dominique, another Dominique, another Dominique, still another Dominique, hallelujah, Danielle, another Danielle, another Danielle, another Danielle, Pamela, another Pamela, another Pamela, Kimberly, another Kimberly, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Lord. Sheila from Jessica. Hallelujah. Gloria. Prophet Cynthia. Margaret Pearson. Hallelujah. Harry Warsaw. Jerry Don Wilson. Minister Jerry Cleveland. Raheem. Ronnie Raheem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Daryl Sutton. Reginald Moore. Bob Wong, Julie, Anna, Ava, Kitty, little Kitty, Stephanie, little Stephanie, Dominique, Desiree, hallelujah, Monica, Julia, Joshua, little Mitchell, big Mitchell, hallelujah, Darlene, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Thomas Quinn, Roslyn Quinn, hallelujah. Brother Anthony. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Raymond Banks. Hallelujah. Khalifa. Joseph Atkins. Hallelujah. Antonio. Another Antonio. Angelo. Hallelujah. Dexter. Marion. Rosa Marie Johnson. Bertie Johnson, hallelujah. Lorena Johnson, Pastor Lewis Wright, Pastor Viola Wright, hallelujah. Pastor Don Street, hallelujah. Pastor East Van Royal, hallelujah. First Lady Royal, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, that's the name of the Lord. Norman Nevin, hallelujah. Christopher Matthews, another Christopher, another Christopher, still another Christopher, Tavon, another Tavon, another Tavon, hallelujah, Earl, another Earl, still another Earl, and another Earl, glory, and still another Earl, hallelujah, George Duke, hallelujah, Maurice, and another Maurice, Shirley, another Shirley, another Shirley, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, James Kelly, First Lady Linda, Linda Smith, hallelujah, Sister Sandra Horn, Elder Tommy Horn, hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper. First Lady Sharon Harper. Dr. Sharon Harper. Hallelujah. Apostle Dwight Smith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Corinthia Johnson. Loretta Johnson. James Johnson. John and Juan Johnson. Janetta McCoy. Byron McCoy, Senior and Junior. Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior. Robin Stewart and her husband, hallelujah. Pastor Maxine Lee, hallelujah. Pastor Theodore Lee, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless the name of God. Hallelujah. Francine Shelton, Lavonda Shelton, Michael Shelton, hallelujah. Deborah Thomas, Marie Thomas, Charles Thomas, J.R. Hallelujah. Henry Hadley, Calvin Hadley, J.R. Mona and Kia Hadley, Mary Hadley. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Natasha McGill. Hallelujah. Tina Spencer. Bonita. Charity. Jay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here to heal and deliver. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We are the Boshakara, the Boshakara, the Hallelujah. About the Lord Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Margaret Brown, Maisha Warsaw, Harry Warsaw again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, it's so good. Y'all just don't know. It's so good to think about somebody else and to put them into the atmosphere of blessings. When you do that, when you have compassion and love for others, oh, it just blesses God's heart. It makes, I believe that it puts a big smile on God's face. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank all of you out there that have kind of chimed in with us, joined us in at least calling one person a day or telling one person a day that you love them.
And they
don't
even know what that person
said. That's right. Hallelujah. I know that's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we just thank God for you. We praise God for all of you that continue to give the pennies for the hospital, those that are donating to the work of the ministry. We thank you so much. We pray a special blessing, even a prophet's reward to you for your blessings and for your giftings. I tell you, we thank God. I mean, from people all over the place who are sowing into this ministry, and this allows us to do, you wouldn't believe the things that God has done through this ministry. We thank God for that. We're not going to toot our horn. We're going to toot the horn of the Lord, because hallelujah, he gets all the honor, he gets all the praise and all the glory, for it's through him. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. And you know, we're going to deal with another selection. I'm thinking of a selection for hallelujah, to in preparation for hallelujah, the pastor's corner on today. And we're going to do this selection. We're going to key this up, and I'm going to have my special assistant to key this up. And then after this selection, the next voice you hear will be that of the awesome, the anointed, the talented, the very blessed Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Just pray with us just a little bit. Hallelujah. Let's glorify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Let's stand in his honor tonight, everybody.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How does everyone in here stand if you're able to stand? We're going to worship the Lord. We're going to bless his name today. Hallelujah, everybody. Yeah.
He's the Lord of Lords.
He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Everybody lift your hands.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's lift it up.
Wherever you are, if you can lift your hands, lift your hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
asking that we can take our prayers to, take our cares to, our concerns about, and everything. So why should we stay awake at night when he isn't going to go to sleep anyway? So why should we both be up? Hallelujah. Why should we be worrying and making our hair turn gray, make our hair turn white? Amazing. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care, and that care means anxiety, upon him, for he cares for you. I remember there's a somebody I knew, or somebody I know, and hopefully they don't still do it, but when they were a teenager, they would bite their nails. You could tell they were thinking about something. Their mom would be on something, and they would have their fingers up to their mouth, and they would bite their nails down to the nub. That's what we used to call it, the nub, to the point sometimes that their fingers almost would bleed because they would stop. You can take your fingernail down to a point that you, down to the skin, and you start biting and twisting and pulling it off, and you're pulling off your skin. You know, but why should we do that? Sometimes some people worry until their hair breaks off. And I know when I would go to the hairstylist, and she'll say, we got some breakage here. And I knew, and it would happen the same time every year. And and the same time when it would happen, it was because of a certain thing that was going on the job. And and when she would tell me about that, I said, you know what? I knew just what it was. But and you know what? It's because I wasn't casting my cares over on the Lord. During that time of the year, we're getting ready for summer camp and all this things, all this programming we have to do, and registering children for summer camp, and all this. It's just like, oh, my gosh. And it was just so much. And sometimes, you know, and we know some things is easier said than done. It's easier said than done.
Yeah.
We can tell somebody, oh, girl, put that in the hands of the Lord. You know God loves you. You know Jesus loves you, honey. Just cast your cares over on the Lord. But you know what? If you're not used to doing that, if you're the type of person that's always trying to take care of something yourself, is always doing something yourself, or whatever, and you know things usually fall in your hands, and if you have not been taught how to cast your cares over on the Lord or to put it in God's hands, even when you call yourself doing that, you'll find yourself still worrying about it, still worrying about it. But I've learned that every time when you say, I'm going to put it in the hands of the Lord, and then that thing tries to come back, you say, uh-uh, that's in the hands of the Lord. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself, uh-uh, that's in the hands of the Lord. And don't you know, each time it's going to be more and more time in between the times of it coming back because you're putting it in the hands of the Lord. And sometimes you may have to start off saying it by faith.
Yeah.
You may have to start off saying it by faith.
Amen.
Lord, I'm learning how to do this. Lord, it's in your hands. That's in your hands, God. I'm casting my cares over on you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to worry about my children anymore, Lord.
Hallelujah.
They are your children. Lord, you said the fruit of my womb is blessed.
Hallelujah.
You said the fruit of my womb is blessed.
Yeah.
And that's what the word of God says.
Hallelujah.
And that scripture is in Deuteronomy 28. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 28:4. Hallelujah. And it talks about, let me turn to it. Hallelujah. As I've quoted this scripture so many times about my children. Hallelujah. 28:4. And that's what God wants us to do. It says, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thine kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Hallelujah. You know what? I don't have any sheep. I don't have any cattle. Okay. I'm not planting anything, not outside, but I sure enough have a bunch of children.
Hallelujah.
And I have
Hallelujah.
Had to remind the Lord that these children, Lord, they are yours. They are the fruit of my body. Even the ones that I received when I got married to Dr. Bird, I may not have given birth to them, but I claim that they are the fruit. They my fruit too. And I put them in the hands of the Lord too. And I say, God, you said the fruit of my womb is blessed. God, take care of my children.
And saints of God, this is something I want you to think about now that the pandemic it's still going on, but now the younger children are able to get inoculations, they're able to get the vaccine, and you may be tossing and turning and Lord, should I? And Lord, should I? I don't know. And you know what? Yes, you do it. Put your children in the hands of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know that they're going to, the children are in the hands of the Lord. So therefore, you got to believe that God is going to take care of them too.
Yeah.
Because they belong to him.
Yeah.
They belong to him. Our children are only ours on loan. Hallelujah. We don't want to think like that. You never hear anybody say, well, your children are only yours on loan. Hallelujah. But we have to remember that they came from the heart of God and they are ours for a season. Hallelujah. And we have to remember, hey, we have to trust that God has given the doctors and technicians and people knowledge to make these vaccines. So therefore, our children receive them, and just say, Lord, they're in your hands. Allow this vaccine to do just what it's supposed to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to do what we need to do to keep ourselves well and healthy and allow your child to get the vaccine. That's something else to put in the hands of the Lord. We can't be fearful. There's enough fear not in the Bible to take it every day of the year,
yes.
Even the leap year.
Hallelujah.
Even the leap year. And God doesn't want us to be fearful. He doesn't want us to be fretful. He doesn't want us to be full of anxiety, to be full of care. We have to cast our care over on the Lord because he cared for us. That's what the scripture says. That's what the scripture says. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:7 and Deuteronomy 28:4. Hallelujah. The saints of God, as hard as it may seem, cast your cares over on the Lord.
Yes.
Don't worry. And I know it's easier said than done. Believe you me, especially for the moms, especially for a parent that has children that's out of the home. You may even have a child that's incarcerated. Don't you know God knows where your child is? God knows where your child
is. Hallelujah.
A lot of times, especially if our children are out of our home, you really have to depend on God to keep an eye on them.
Yes, sir.
And speak what you want. Those scriptures that you put in your child, hallelujah. Tell God to allow those scriptures to well up in their heart. Hallelujah. Don't let them sleep at night. Let them toss and turn. Lord God, allow my child to remember the scriptures that I've spoken over them, the scriptures that they have heard in church, the scriptures that they have heard the man of God preach.
Hallelujah.
And don't you know, God will do it.
Hallelujah.
God has ways of blessing our children in ways, and don't you know what, in the years to come, your child going to come back and say, you know what, Ma? I remember that scripture that Pastor Warren preached. I remember that scripture that Pastor Bird gave us. I remember that scripture, Ma, that you used to pray over us all the time. And believe you me, when we put our children in the hands of the Lord, hallelujah, when we work the word will work. Hallelujah. And those testimonies are going to come back to us, y'all. I know I'm speaking from experience. As my children have come back and said, Ma, thank you. Thank you, Ma. And this was, I mean, like years and years later, and you wonder, like, oh my God! And you know what? And it's just like ragu. It's in there.
It's in there.
It's just for real. When we trust God, He works in ways that we have no idea. He can allow one of our children's peers, to be saved and come across their path and give them the same scripture that we've been giving them. Hallelujah. Right where our children think they're going to run to have fun, to escape us, they're going to run right into the word of God, run right into somebody who's going to give them the same word that we've been giving them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Only thing sometimes we can do is just cover them with the word, cover them with the blood of Jesus,
yes,
and send them on out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And trust that they're going to give their hearts to the Lord. And God, the enemy not going to take them off the face of this earth. Hallelujah. Not before they give their hearts to the Lord. We have to trust them. We have to trust God. And when you do that, it relieves your heart. It relieves your mind. It just releases you and say, God, your word said, your word is not going to return unto you void. And that's what the saints of God, it's going to relieve your heart and your spirit. So much say, God, I know my child made it in. Because your word said. Your word said. Hallelujah. And saints of God, God doesn't lose anything. The bishop preached some time ago, even the babies that were lost in abortion, the babies that were lost in miscarriages, they're in heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The word of God said God doesn't lose anything. So therefore, don't think your child's going to be lost.
Hallelujah.
They're going to have a chance to say, Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Hallelujah. You just never know how or what God is going to use in this life to bring your child to salvation. Only thing you got to do is thank him because of what he said. That was a promise he gave you. So only thing you got to do is thank him. Say, thank you, Jesus. And Lord, allow me to live long enough to see it. That's all. Hallelujah. He'll do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop Bird.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, your word don't lie. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, your word said you do it. Your word said you do it, Jesus. We're trusting you, Lord. We're trusting you, Lord. Hallelujah. We have confidence in you, Lord. Confidence in your word, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No matter where they go, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're covering them with the blood, Lord. The blood of Jesus. You cover them, Lord. Cover them, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They can't run out away from you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The word's been planted in them, Lord. Hallelujah, give the increase. Give the increase, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your protection, Lord God. For the hedge around them, Jesus. For the hedge around our children, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Around your saints, Lord God. Touch them, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the Pastor's Corner on today. We praise God for Pastor Peaches and the word that came forth. Hallelujah. Don't be anxious for anything. You know, God got you. Hallelujah. God got your family. God got your children. Oh, you lay up all night long, not sleeping, because you worried about your children. Give it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take them to the Lord and leave them there, because he got them just as well as he's got you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless God. We thank God for all of you that are tuned in. This is the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. And we're on fire for the Lord today. Hallelujah. God's been good to us, and we're having a good time anyhow. I tell you, we just thank God. I know the weather's changing, and some folks, you're getting a little cold out there, and they're putting on the sweaters and putting on the long johns or whatever. But, hey, the season has changed. We got to be prepared, and not so much get ready, but be ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God for the Pastor's Corner on today. And at this time, I need to let you know that this service is sponsored by the author of the book, The Secret Nightlife of a Superhero. That's right. The Secret Nightlife of a Superhero. And if you want to get that book, hallelujah, hallelujah, you can go to thebookpatch.com. That's right. You can order that from thebookpatch.com, or you can call us at the church, because we do have copies of that book here. So you can call and set up an appointment. You can come by and pick up a copy of that book. It's called The Secret Nightlife of a Superhero. It's a whimsical book. It's a novel, but it is a spiritual book, and you got to read it. And again, it's part of a series. It's called The Secret Nightlife of a Superhero. And in order to get that book, you have to go to The Book Patch. That's P as in Paul, A-T-C-H, thebookpatch.com. And you can get that. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. That this service is sponsored by them. But Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you a question. You know, I just got to ask you a question. And you know, you may have the answer to this. I'm not sure, but, well, I am sure. You got the answer. What time is it?
Communion time.
Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Well, if the ushers would pass out the communion elements, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah, thank the Lord. And of course, Pastor Peaches has already shared with you in Radio Land to the housekeeping suggestions. So I know you're ready for the hallelujah, glory to God, the Holy Communion. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. And see, this is the meal that heals. It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23-30. The word of the Lord says, examine yourselves. And we do this, that. We examine ourselves right now. We're examining ourselves right now. And we love the covenant names of Almighty God. And the word of God in Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. And in, hallelujah, and you know what? In Psalms 138, verse 2, it also says, it says that the name of the Lord and his word He has raises them above himself. Amen. His name and his word, he puts higher than himself. Amen. That's awesome. So the number one covenant name of Almighty God is Jehovah Shidkenu. And before we go there, we're going to lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, we thank you for the elements of Holy Communion. We ask that you would bless and anoint it, sanctified in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for your covenant name, Jehovah Shidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone or everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. And again, your word says to examine yourselves, and we do just that. We comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says you washed out sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says we have redemption through your blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before your life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you for your word, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. Hallelujah. Father God, on the same night, hallelujah, in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your healing already. Your word says, St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us. Everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies right now. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank you, Lord, for healing from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles all over the world right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In that home, in that hospital, in that sick room right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, wherever they are, Lord, thank you for healing right now. Your words say in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Glory to God. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is my New Testament. This is my new inheritance. This is my new gift I'm giving to you. And I highlighted it. I made sure you understood that I meant what I said, and I said what I meant, because I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, nullifies. Hallelujah. Utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, discombobulates, nullifies, decimates, annihilates every ungodly soul tie, utterly destroys it in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. There to my heart was the blood applied. glory to his name, singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the family daily confession. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our families and our extended families. According to Job 22:28, Romans, hallelujah, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, hallelujah. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, thank God for Holy Communion and just the family daily confession, hallelujah. I tell you, if y'all just tuned into this station, you tuned into the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And we love you out there, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you that are still tuned in to us. And I think we're going to move on in the service. Pastor Peaches, you know, I think if people want to contact us, they can write to us at RYMM, that's R as in Ralph, Y as in Year, Mary, at Post Office Box 24554. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. I got it right. Hallelujah. And, of course, again, that Post Office Box is P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And the telephone number you can call after the broadcast is 410-444-5152. And again, that's 410-444-5152. You can call, and if you want a prayer, you want to request something, you just want to share a testimony, hallelujah, you want to give where we can pick up your 20 pounds of pennies so we can continue to build this hospital, whatever, you know, hallelujah, you can call us, hallelujah. And, of course, if you want to make an appointment to pick up copies of our novels, hallelujah, Christian novels, you can also do that, too. Call that number, 410-444-5152. Well, I think all minds are clear. I got to ask another question.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
What time is it?
Time for the word, baby.
Well, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Saved, filled with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let your anointing break forth on the right hand and on the left, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Satan, we serve you. Notice right now, you're defeated already. You're under our feet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We say, get you behind
thank
the
you,
seat.
Thank you. You
cancel every
thank
plan,
you,
every device, every strategy,
Hallelujah.
Every tactic,
thank
everything
you
done to steal, kill, and destroy. It's null and void in Jesus' name. We
Jesus
take
name.
You from the root and command you to be bound already in Jesus'
in
name.
Jesus
and
name.
Father God, we give you the praise and give
you
the honor for the
Amen.
Hallelujah, for the harvest of
Amen.
The good seed sown today. That it will
Amen.
Give back 30, 60, 100 fold,
yes.
Hallelujah, even a 1,000 fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again,
hallelujah.
Lord, you
hallelujah.
Get the honor,
hallelujah.
You get the praise, you get the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus name.
And amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. I just want to talk about a new series we're starting. It may be just one message, but it may take one service or two services to get
Hallelujah.
This through. But we're going to deal with it anyway.
Hallelujah.
There was a man named Daniel sent by God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To make
Hallelujah.
A way
Jesus.
Out of
Hallelujah.
No way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Sent by God to be a pioneer to bring light in a dark land. And again, his name was Daniel. I know a lot of people know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Daniel Boone.
Oh.
He was the first Anglo-Saxon, they say, in Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got you again. Hallelujah. I love getting you. But Daniel, he did something that nobody else had done up to that time.
Okay.
He opened up Kentucky to a lot of other folk who just heard about this land.
Mm.
And he spoke a different language than the folk that he ran into that were already in Kentucky, those Native Americans. And I'm just going to leave it at that because I'm going to go on from there. Today's message is about language, a different language. Now, how many people that speak more than one language? Raise your hand. How many people in here can speak pieces of more than one language? Oh, everybody's hands are up. Hallelujah, I think. Yeah, praise God. Oh, bless God. Well, I want to share for just a little while. A message.
Hallelujah.
And before I get to the message and the title, Pastor Peaches, can you read the scriptures pertaining to this message?
Acts 1:8.
All right.
Acts 2:1-4.
Hallelujah.
Romans 8:26. 1 Corinthians 14:2. 1 Corinthians 14:14, Isaiah 28:9-13, 1 Corinthians 12:4-14, 1 Corinthians 14:15. The first one was Acts 1:8, then it was Acts 2:1-4.
All right, praise God. Now, I want to kind of take y'all back a little bit, because when you were a child, Pastor Peaches, did you play Cowboys and Indians? You don't remember. No, you say it was just like yesterday. It wasn't a long time ago. But I remember I played Cowboys and Indians. Okay, the guys did that all right. But here is the key to the message today. When you saw two cowboys together, they were getting ready to have a gunfight. You know, like Wide Herb and the gun. What was the OK Corral?
Okay.
Yes. They had weapons. Is that right?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You can't have no gunfight if you ain't got no gun.
That's right. That's right.
Or you can't take a knife at a gunfight to a gunfight. Uh-huh. Or you can't take a book at a gunfight. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You've got to have weapons that can really do something. And in the Word of God, it talks about a couple of our weapons. Now, it talks about our armor. But it talks about some weapons that we have. And we have a weapon called the name of Jesus. When you put the name of Jesus on something, doors open, stuff happens. And then you really want to do it. You said, you lay the blood of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. You put the blood on it, boy. You really done something.
Right.
That's a weapon. But you know there is another weapon, and it does deal with language that is comparable to those, and that's your prayer language.
Yes. Yes.
People don't understand the importance of your prayer language. And for the next few minutes, and if God says we'll do it some more on Wednesday, we'll however the Spirit leads, I want to share with you the power of your prayer language. Tell somebody, the power of your prayer language. The message today is they're talking about the power of your prayer language. The neighbor,
neighbor,
oh neighbor,
neighbor.
There is power,
in your prayer
language.
In your prayer language.
Thank you, Jesus. Can you read the first scripture for me, please? The first scripture. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Read. Acts 1 and 8. Acts 1 and 8.
Okay. Get to a mic now. Hallelujah. So everybody in Radio Land can hear you too. Hallelujah.
But ye shall receive power.
Whoa!
After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
Hallelujah. The important word I want you to get out of that is power. After the Holy Ghost. You can come up here and get this. I got something for you. Got something for you. God bless you.
Thank
you. Hallelujah. It is important for you to understand.
Thank you, Jesus.
That there's power in your prayer language.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And when we talk about prayer, see, 99% of the time, we're talking, God bless you now, we're talking about tongues. Speaking in tongues.
Yes, yes.
Now, people don't understand. There's a lot of discussion on this, a lot of yays and nays, why this, and there's some folks that say that tongues went out. You know, the Holy Ghost is still here.
Amen.
You know, come on now. Amen. We stay in the Word. That's why you got to be a doer of the Word. You got to be get the Word and then be a doer of the Word. And the Word keeps talking about these tongues. Why? Speaking in an unknown tongue. Go ahead. Somebody read the next scripture, please. Hallelujah.
Acts 2, 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all filled with the the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Come on
and
now.
And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Not praise God.
Hallelujah.
You can come up and get this.
Praise
thing.
God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Glory to God. First of all, to have a prayer language, you got to be saved.
Hallelujah.
And then the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But when you get the Holy Ghost, glory to God. I'm going to tell you, stuff begins to happen.
Yes, thank
now, when the Holy Ghost tell that, they tell me there were over 3,000 people gave themselves to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because Peter got out there and start preaching.
Thank
with
you,
boldness.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. You
Hallelujah.
See some Christians out here that act like weak-kneed, the timid Christians. They need to allow the Holy Spirit to live big in them.
Amen.
Or they need somebody to lay hands on and receive the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen. See, that's a weapon of your warfare.
Yes.
People don't understand. They need, that's gibberish. It's not gibberish.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what your prayer language, that number one, that's direct communication with God.
That's right.
It's direct fellowship with God. Because sometimes, you know, the words will fail you. Your words of your language will fail you. You got to have another language in order to communicate with Almighty God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to jump down to Romans 8:26. It says, we don't know what we should pray for as we are, but the Holy Spirit does.
Yes.
And sometimes we get in a situation, we really don't know what to say.
Amen.
And there may be people coming to us and say, such, 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 and you don't know what to say. That they tell you this and that is going on. And what can you say? But hallelujah. You can relax and let your prayer language
Amen.
Just flow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because it's relationship with God. It's your fellowship with God, number one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you're talking to God, hallelujah, there's no busy signal. You don't hear no voicemail. I'm sorry, we're not available at this time. You don't hear none of that foolishness. Hallelujah. You can just talk to Daddy anytime. And they say, also, see, some of you folks don't understand, but when you speak in tongues, and those tongues,
Hallelujah.
It gives you peace. It's refreshing. It gives you a calmness in your spirit. Hallelujah. Not only that, but glory to God. It elevates, it edifies you. You know, you can get edified. What's the next scripture? Because we got to go on. Hallelujah. What's the next scripture?
Do you want Romans 8:26,
right? Yeah, you go past that because I just mentioned 8:26.
First Corinthians 14:2. Read. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries.
See, a lot of folks get this thing confused.
Hallelujah.
See, the prayer language is your personal prayer language. Hallelujah. It's not the corporate, you know, the various kinds of tongues and somebody stands up in the church and it gives. That's not the same thing. It's not the gift of prophecy where they stand up and they give a prophetic utterances in the church. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about your personal relationship, your prayer language. Sometimes you don't know what's going on in your life, what's happening, and you need an intervention. Hallelujah. You need an intervention of the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit, can talk to God. Because the Holy Spirit can see more than we see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not only does it edify you, makes you, builds you up. See, edify means builds you up. Hallelujah. What it does, it elevates your praise and worship. It edifies the atmosphere. Come on now. And you know what your prayer language does too? It also prepares. See, sometimes something's coming down the road. And God wants you to be either prepared for it or to make it not happen.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes you can't do it, but the Holy Spirit can do it because the Holy Spirit knows. So your prayer language goes into the future and affects a change or it covers you so that you can make it through whatever you're going through. And y'all folks say, oh, that's just gibberish. You crazy if you think that speaking in tongues isn't powerful. It's powerful because I'm going to tell you something. My wife told me this, and I realized it. She just honed in on it. She says, when your mouth is moving, glory to God, your ears kind of shut up. And then if your mouth is not moving, then you can listen. Or sometimes the enemy wants to tell you all kinds of dumb stuff, want to give you fear and anxiety and worry and all this kind of stuff. But you say, devil, you're a liar. Yorobo shakara yije sema. Murobo hu shakara yede. Murobo shakara. Hallelujah. And you say, hallelujah, glory to God. And Brother Jones, hallelujah. You walk in, and you look there. You walk into that store, and the lady got her ministry up to her navel almost. Hallelujah. And you need to start speaking in tongues because you know the flesh want to take you down. But you know you got to stand on Christ because he's a solid rock. And sometimes in the middle of the storm, you may not say it real loud, but under your breath, Jesus, you got to start speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. There's stuff happening in this world that, hallelujah, the world want to take you down. Everybody want to make you, let it hang out. Do what it feel like doing, all that kind of stuff. And so, look here. A lot of women go out here and they half dress and then they have the timidity or the audacity. Thank you. The audacity to say, well, that man shouldn't have said anything to me. Well, you got your teeth hanging out. You got your thighs short. And what do you expect? That's how children get here when they get the men excited. Ain't nobody coming here if they ain't got excited. Or the man didn't get excited. That's how you're made. Y'all need to stop fooling around. Stop playing games. I just want to look good. You want to look good. You're drawing somebody. You're helping somebody fall. But in those times, hallelujah, brothers, how to tell you, hallelujah, you got to learn. Boy, you definitely need to know how to speak a prayer language. Hallelujah. There are times, look here, sometimes, go to God, sometimes on your job, your boss can step on your last nerve. You ever have a corn that really hurt bad? And then somebody step on your foot. Oh, Lord Jesus. Boy, it's time to speak in tongues. They will do that. It might be figuratively, of course, some soft stuff in you. If somebody attacks that spot, you got to not say, ow, but what you can say is, hallelujah. Because the devil don't know what you're talking about because he's a carnal being. He ain't a spirit being. He's a carnal being. Now, he just flesh. He dwells. He loves to get in your flesh and let you, because you're, hallelujah. He wants your flesh to go down. He gets you angry, gets you upset. Get you mad, get you excited, get you doing things that you know you shouldn't do. That's why you got to have your prayer language. It's like having your, what's that, Clint Eastwood? Oh, yeah. What did they used to call him? I forgot what they called him. But Clint Eastwood had his .44 Magnum or whatever. Man, he had a big gun. You got a big gun. Hallelujah. You got to, your prayer language. Hallelujah. Y'all focus, oh, that's nothing, ain't doing. If you all don't have a prayer language, you're living beneath your privilege. And that's why you're getting, that's why you've been beat up all day long. You've been beat up all over the place, and you wonder why. And then you blame it on God. Oh, blame it on God. You need to shut up and read his word. Poor what she created up. Give me another scripture. Come on now.
Jesus,
Lord, you know what she created up.
14:14.
Hallelujah. What that
for
say?
If I pray in an unknown tongue,
come on now.
My spirit prayeth.
Hallelujah.
My understanding is unfruitful.
This, what is said, this is your spirit praying to God. Hallelujah. Praying to the situation. You're putting the Holy Spirit on a situation. You know, we used to say, oh, that a sick of Holy Ghost. Well, you've been sick of by your prayer like a universe. What's your color? You tell your daughter ain't acting right. She acting stupid and foolish. None of she can't. Evelyn Pratch. Nisi Bushukuri. You put the prayer language on them. Call your boy. Talk about you. That's foolish. Then you get peace after that. Hallelujah. Go read another scripture because I'm just getting started here. Hallelujah. Call him whenever they're in the bush.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give me another scripture. I owe somebody something, but anyway.
Hallelujah. 28.
Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Okay, now we're talking about speaking of tongues, and you said what?
Isaiah.
Oh, wait a minute now. That's Old Testament, isn't it?
Yes.
Go ahead and read that.
Isaiah 28:9-13.
Read it.
Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
Who shall cut
it? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast.
Wait a minute, stop right there. See, some of you new Christians don't understand that this is a weapon of your welfare. So we talking to the folk that kind of been in the, been mature a little bit more down the road. Go ahead, read some more. Read.
For precept must be upon precept.
You've been around, you've been hearing the precept, you've been hearing this word over and over again. Go ahead, read some more.
Precept upon precept.
Come on now.
Line upon line.
Uh-huh, come on.
Line upon line.
Come on now.
Here a little and there a little.
Come on now.
For with stammering lips.
Come on now, wait a minute now. With stammering lips. Tongues, come on now.
In another tongue,
what
will he teach? Will he speak to his people?
He will speak to your situation. You may not even know what's going on under wraps, but because you have your prayer language, it will speak to that situation, to those people, to that circumstance. Hallelujah. Go ahead to God. Read the rest of that.
To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was upon them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. That they might go and fall backwards and be broken and snared and taken.
It's time for you to understand what we're saying. You can get refreshing. You have peace with your prayer language. It will give you that. Because when you, your Holy Spirit inside of you is praying for you. You've given it to the Lord. You've spoken it out of your mouth. You have used your prayer language. Boy, my goodness, you can get a good night's sleep now.
Amen.
You can get a good night's sleep. God, read another scripture real quick. I know I'm running out of time.
Hallelujah.
12. Go ahead.
For he shall
All right. Yeah, this is good. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Go ahead, read.
1 Corinthians 12:4-14.
Go ahead.
Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And there are differences of administration,
mm-hmm.
but the same Lord.
Mm-hmm.
and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man that profiteth withal.
Mm-hmm.
For to one is given the Spirit by the Spirit the word of wisdom,
mm-hmm.
to another the word of knowledge
mm-hmm.
by the same Spirit,
mm-hmm.
to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit,
mm-hmm.
to another the working of miracles,
mm-hmm.
to another prophecy,
mm-hmm.
to another discerning of spirits,
mm-hmm.
to another diverse kinds of tongues,
mm-hmm.
to another the interpretation of tongues.
Mm-hmm.
But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
Go ahead.
For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body,
mm-hmm.
but being many, are but one body, so also in Christ. For by one Spirit we are baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit.
Hallelujah. It is important for you to understand, in the gifts of the Spirit, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy, that is one thing. That is different from your prayer language. Diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy, they need an interpretation because it's done in a corporate setting. But your personal prayer language, and you hear me using it a lot, but I don't use it as prophecy or God. I use it because it is bubbling over in me. But that's my personal prayer language I use. It's different. So don't think that since you said you spoke in tongues, we need interpretation, not for your prayer language. It'd be nice, but not for your prayer language. So I need to let you understand. Hallelujah. It is important for you to understand that. Hallelujah. Is there another scripture?
Hallelujah. Yes.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 14:15.
Okay. What does that say?
What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also.
Okay. Two things. Okay. You can stop there. Praying the Spirit is one thing, and it says "and," which means, and then it says, "I will pray in the Spirit," and then what?
And pray with understanding.
Okay, you see, it's two things. You need to understand that your prayer, praying in the Spirit, will add anointing to your life, will elevate your sensitivity to the Spirit. So many people say, well, I don't know when the Spirit is talking. I don't know the voice of the Lord. Well, when's the last time you used your prayer language? You don't have a prayer language? You're living beneath you. It's like going to a bull fight, and you don't even have a, let alone, you know, the bulls out there, and you just by yourself standing in the arena. You got to have all of the weapons of your warfare. And see, of course, they're not carnal, but they're mighty to God to be pulling down of strongholds. Your prayer language is important. And we're going to continue this on Wednesday because we're going to let you know, and we're going to lay our holy hands on folk on Wednesday in the Spirit, so they can receive their prayer language. Because a lot of folks don't know how to receive their prayer language.
Yeah.
I've been in church 50 years, and you don't have your prayer language? And then you've been crying and boo-hooing about the devil done that to me? You need to shut up, because you done it to yourself. Because you're going out, you just like the king, and he didn't have no clothes, had the invisible clothes on. You're going out to fight, and you don't have no... You don't have no armor on. You go out your door. Sometimes you don't have to go out your door to have a fight going on. You have a fight in your house. And if you don't have your weapons of your warfare, because sometimes stuff going on in your house, the only thing you can do is go in your prayer. It's a shock, because the devil can't, he don't know what to do if you're dead. People, a lot of people don't know what to do if you're dead. I mean, you haven't promised your husband, hallelujah, you can do all your shock, your husband might back up on you. Hallelujah, you know, hallelujah. I mean, your children might back up. You start running up because they don't know what's coming next, you know. Hallelujah, they might think it's some lightning going to come down or something going to get you. When you get in, when you have your prayer language, you have power, you have anointing, you have ability, hallelujah, to stand up and have it done all to stand. God wants you to be armed, hallelujah. Ain't no weakness. God didn't call no coward soldiers. He called some mighty warriors. You're warriors of the word. And some, hallelujah. It's time for us to use our prayer language. Hallelujah. To get that language. People keep saying, oh, Lord, the devil, this is, oh, I can't have this. I don't have this. This is happening to me. Well, did you go to God with your prayer language? Well, I don't have a prayer language. Well, no wonder if you got a battle, you keep getting defeated. You better use everything. Look, that's why, look here, I'm going to tell you something. This goes back in history. See, we didn't need to lose the Vietnam War. Because, see, you didn't use all your weapons of your warfare. See, because, this is how you do war. If you decide that all else fails and you got to go to war, you go to war to win. You don't go to war to pacify. Yeah. I would have told Hanoi, you've got 24 hours to start your troops moving back up to the north, or Hanoi will be no more, because I'll drop the H-bomb. What do you think? Why do you think Japan surrendered? Because they dropped two H-bombs. Folks will start surrendering when you drop the H-bomb. The name of Jesus, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah. And then the H-bomb, you got the A-bomb, the H-bomb, and the super-duper bomb, your prayer language. And I'm going to tell you, they will back up on you. Hallelujah. They can't stand. You can't lose with the stuff God gives you to use. Whatever shall come. That's it. I got to go. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours. Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for hallelujah. We'll continue on with it. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, our steps and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name. And y'all folk out there, everybody that's been in Christ for a while and they still don't have the prayer language, tune in on Wednesday. And I guarantee you, if you hear the word of God, you can have your prayer language by the end of the service.